This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up in March.
Mandy has been a friend of ours for a number of years now. And we met her because she popped up in the news. She was a girl, and we'll talk about this with her. How much time do we have, by the way, Jake?
We should have 15 to 20 minutes here.
Okay. So the quick version is we met Mandy as a double amputee already. She had been in a terrible accident with a railroad and a bar and drinking, and it's a very hazy night. But ultimately, the way the story does end up is she wakes up in the hospital. She has no legs. This beautiful young redhead, just the beginning of her life. And all of a sudden, bam, it is unimaginably changed for her. Unimaginably. So she gets better. She starts to push through this. She survives it. And, you know, how she didn't bleed out at the moment, both your femoral arteries severed, I have no idea. But she starts to kind of reclaim her life, and she starts to climb these mountains. She climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the largest freestanding mountain in the world. It's in Africa. She's summited Pikes Peak twice on her hands, you understand, not on her legs. Literally, on her hands, picking her torso up off the ground. Time and time again, she has met these challenges. Time and time again, she has pushed through them. That's kind of become her new religion. That's become her thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's not surprising, but I just think, Jesus Christ, that she's ended up on Naked and Afraid. My crazy plant lady.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
My crazy plant lady friend.
Yes, sir. It is me.
What are you doing? So welcome back to the show. We stayed in contact, and I knew that you had a big announcement coming up, and you couldn't talk about it yet, but Naked and Afraid. What a ridiculous thing to do. What a crazy bastard. I've been to Belize. I've walked through the jungles. I've been through the jungles in Belize, and that is an inhospitable place.
Intense. That is the one word I would use to describe it, is intense.
Yeah. So, and man, we have so much to talk about with all this. So, first of all, lay out the way it all works for everybody. When you become a contestant on Naked and Afraid, what's the competition?
So the original premise of Naked and Afraid was set out to find out if Adam and Eve were survivalists. So what they do is they put two strangers alone out in the jungle with limited tools, naked.
Right.
To fend for yourself and figure it out.
And do you get along the way? Are you provided? Can you win clothing? Can you win things? Is that part of the competition?
This was a standard 21-day challenge, and so no, there was not an opportunity to win clothing or any other items. It's just bare bones survival for 21 days.
And I saw some photographs, like, you know, they've already put some stuff out to the press, and I was like, hey, you're completely naked, like. For real naked, like they just blurred your nipples and your vagina. I was like, hey, she's naked.
Yes, it is very real. You are very naked. The crew really does leave you out there.
Yeah. So you get, you get partnered up, and this guy's name is Johnny. He also has a connection to Kansas City, right?
Yes. My partner, his name was Johnny Yates, and he is actually in Columbia. Every time I come home now, he makes the time to meet up with me. So that's pretty cool.
So you get a chance to do this. How do you end up on this TV show, Mandy?
It was a lot of work with production, and I'm a little limited on what I can say about
gotcha,
it just yet.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's go to this. Let's go to another subject. You're completely naked. How horrific is that? Because listen, I know that you've been through a lot of surgeries and you've been to a lot of doctors, and over time, when you've got to deal with physical situations, you lose a little modesty. But we're talking about a guy that you don't know very well. You're talking about camera crews. You're talking about, like, I think it's going to be fine. But the moment comes where you're like, and now I'm just going to get naked.
I'm actually a very modest woman. And I'm also a very open woman. So it didn't bother me to be nude. and everybody on the crew and my partner made it so it wasn't uncomfortable.
It would be, at least in the beginning, it would be uncomfortable for me. Because he's a good-looking guy, too. Like, you know, you're still a beautiful young woman. He's still a good-looking guy. Like, at some point, I feel like you just had to go off in the weeds and go, all right, let's just take a good look at each other, and then we'll just get the whole thing out of the way.
No, Johnny is a hunk, for sure. He is nice to look at.
Yeah, but I mean, and you're naked. Like, I feel like you just get it out of the way. Just go, look, you and me, this, here, what do you want to sell? I'll turn it in a circle. Here, this is what I look like. These are, you know, show me yours. I'll show you mine. Now we're done. Now let's get to work. Let's figure the whole thing out. You know?
Yeah. Because, definitely, there is that dynamic in there.
Yeah, well, and let's face it, man, you are in great shape. You have got great upper body strength. You've climbed all these mountains. Like, everything you've done is you look good naked. I mean, you got to feel good about that.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I gained some weight for the show to make sure that I was going to be good starving out there. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know. Like, really, all I can say at this point is that it was brutal. It brought me to my non-existent knees, and unlike
right.
any other challenge in my life, I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. You end up with this because, listen, like I said, I've been to Belize. I've been through quite a bit of jungles all the way down to Nicaragua. And through Guatemala, and I will tell you, as you know, it's, everybody listening, it's one of the most inhospitable environments you can imagine. Just the size of bugs, snakes, spiders, the plants that you come in contact with are so irritating. If you don't have your clothes to shield you just a little bit, mosquitoes alone are unbelievable.
We got beef. Me and the mosquitoes got beef.
I'm sure you do, man. Listen, sand fleas, everything, man. I've been places where, and I got shoes and socks, and I mean, I'm talking about up to my thighs, thousands of bites. Like, I've wandered into some places I shouldn't have gone without the correct amount of DEET. And did they give you anything, to any protection whatsoever at all?
Can't say right now.
Yeah. Good God.
But it was bare.
Yeah. And listen, if you're working on, you know, you don't have legs, and I mean, you're on the ground. I don't want to stub my toe. I think you know where I'm going with this. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot for a very delicate area.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, I bang my toe off a couch in the middle of the night, and I'm screaming and crying like a baby, right? Like, it's just a lot. And, you know, so you get through this. They drop you in Belize. And the point is, they're going to pick you up 21 days later. So is the whole point not to give up, or are there challenges along the way? Do you have to get to another pickup point?
Really, you just have to survive to the 21 days. The whole goal is making it the 21 days and showcasing your skills as a survivalist in the meantime.
How do you guys get along as people?
I absolutely adore my partner. I could not have had a better partner out there. He's one of the best men I've ever met in my entire life.
I love that. I love that. Because, you know, getting to know you the little I have, but, you know, you've had to depend on yourself. So you have a very direct way. Like, you know, there's nobody who's going to come to save you except you. In the big picture, you have to be responsible for yourself. And you've learned that a very hard way, Mandy.
Yes.
And so because of that, though, I wonder how that dynamic is going to work. Because, you know, you when each time you get to work, I've watched you do stuff. I've watched you, you know, from Kilimanjaro to Pikes Peak, across the board, everything you've done, from the documentaries to pushing yourself. But by the way, how's your new horse?
He is fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, you don't know about this, Nick, you had to get him back. You got him back to Colorado. And
yes.
So tell Nikki about the horse, because I thought the story was great.
I have an 8-year-old gelding named Scooby-Doo. I call him affectionately Ubi now. And I purchased him down in Florida for a steal of a deal. It's always been a dream of mine to get a horse and go barrel racing. And so I decided to purchase him. And then I came back to Colorado, and it was either sell him or find a way to get him all the way from Florida to Colorado. And so within a month, not having a barn, not having anything, we got the barn erected, the stall, mats, I mean, hay in the barn, feed, everything you can think of that I possibly need is in the barn to take care of this horse, all because you guys helped me out and shared it out so that I could get him out here. Thank you so much for that. To the entire fan base of 98.9 The Rock and Johnny Dare Morning Show. So I love my horse. He is the best thing that has ever happened to me, potentially.
it's true, right? Like, it is one of those things, like when you make that connection, that love, that other living creature, that undeniable connection. And you guys, I need you to understand, she's living in a barn.
That's what I was going to ask. You're actually living
Mandy
with him.
Is in that barn on a pallet bed, you know, and handling it. That, I mean, it's goddamn cold in there. I mean, what's the coldest temperature you've been in that barn?
-20.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's real. She's out there bonding with Ubi every day. And you have to. You guys have to have a special connection, because that horse, understand, horses are spooky. And horses, I don't know if I ever told you this, Manny. When I was a kid, I used to muck stalls, and I ran around with a girl that was a big dressage enthusiast and really good. But so I know a bit about horses. But I know for sure anything at all weird or they're not used to spook them in a way I can't even explain.
Right.
A leaf will freak a horse out sometimes. So, Mandy, your size difference alone, that connection takes a moment.
Yes. It was really interesting. Whenever I first met this horse, I let him have it be his idea. I let him come up to me. I crawled around his legs before I ever got on him. Never once showed any amount of spook, and he is so voice activated. I could not have stumbled upon a better horse.
and anybody who's ever worked the horse will tell you the most dangerous part of a horse are their feet. When I used to muck stalls, I've been cow kicked, double barreled, bitten. My horse is like, I've been chomped. So you're in the most vulnerable possible position. So he's got to love you. He's got to believe in you. He's got you. That connection has to be so amazing that, you know, it wouldn't take much for you to get seriously hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And every day I have to remind myself of that.
And so where are you at with him now? Like, where are you at with your training?
I have been teaching him to offer to mount. I can now successfully get on and off of him without assistance. And I have taught him how to give kisses.
I saw the kisses video. It was great. It was fantastic. So is he coming down to you, or are you going up when you mount?
He actually just posts up next to me and a ladder. So I climb up the ladder, and he just puts his body right next to it. It's pretty fantastic.
I will tell you, man, that it may sound like not a big deal for a horse to stand next to a ladder. It's a big deal. Like, to get a horse to that place, it's a huge, and it's a huge amount of work. And I'm excited for this, to see where this whole thing goes with Ubi, man. So good on you. I didn't want to go past that just because I know how much it's been the main focus in your life.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Now this Naked and Afraid happens March 9th. This is when it debuts on Sunday on Discovery. This is going to be big, and it's going to be weird, Mandy, because you've definitely learned to navigate a world of the public, right? Because you've had a lot of attention on you, but reality shows are a different thing altogether. I saw it up close with this TV show called Full Throttle Saloon, and it, man, from 8 to 80, it's going to put a lot of attention on you. And so you be ready for that. Like, it's going to get real everywhere you go.
I really have no idea what I'm in for that yet. What I can say is, unlike any of my climbs, unlike anything else I've ever done, the response has been wholly positive. I have not received a single phallus picture.
Good. That's huge.
Dude, here's what she told me, and I never understood. There's a whole level of creepy bastards out there who their fetish is as amputees. And I never even considered that, you know, you're a beautiful young girl. You want to meet people. You have the same heart and drive and hormones everybody does. And so I didn't realize there were that many people out there. You're like, oh, no. Like, you didn't either until it all happened to you.
Yeah, that was an interesting period of my life.
Bless your heart, God.
Yeah, but it's, hopefully, but you are going to get a lot of guys who find you wildly attractive, man, because you're brave and you're pushing through it and you're already a physically beautiful girl. So, I mean, there's going to be all kinds of weird opportunities and crazy fun things and new adventures and new people to meet. It's going to be weird.
I'm most excited for the opportunity to be in this position and inspire people with disabilities and other abilities, you know, like to be able to represent as an amputee in this position is such an honor and such an opportunity that I am so grateful for.
Now, what will they let you talk about the first episode that we're going to see? Can we talk about what we'll see on that first one on March 9th?
That first episode, March 9th, will be Johnny and I's episode.
And so that's when they so how do they do it? They fly you in. Do they tell you anything? Did they give you any kind of a real prep?
No, they do not tell you anything. They do not tell you anything. Like, I'm pretty good at reading people, so, like, I sit back and watch and, like, listen for hints and stuff like that. And when I tell you this crew was locked down, they were locked down.
That's crazy. So, you obviously knew the premise, naked. You knew you'd be isolated.
Yes.
Yeah.
That part was one thing I do want to say and just get that out of there. The Discovery Network did not take my prosthetics from me. It was not their idea. I gave the proposal to them. I explained who I am, what I do, and they gave me the opportunity. So just to clarify for the disabled community, because I've gotten several messages, they did not, again, take my prosthetics from me.
You know, I never even considered that, because as you just brought it up, I thought, well, that wouldn't make sense, though. Like, it is, they are, in essence, tools, right? And
yes. And
you've always done stuff very heads up, always. Like, you know, when you climbed Kilimanjaro, you climbed Kilimanjaro. You know, I mean, that's, you did it yourself. You did it 100% physically yourself.
Yep.
And so I can't imagine you would have wanted this any other way.
No, sir.
No.
Nope, that was 100% me.
Good. God.
And it took quite a bit of convincing, you know. I am a liability risk, a huge one.
Yeah.
Especially in Belize.
Sure. No. You have to understand, like, the amount of, and again, you can go super deep with this however you want. Sure, you have your physical, like, animals that you're afraid of. Then your reptiles you're afraid of. Then you're talking about bugs, insects, parasites.
Yeah.
Remember, man,
things you can see, not
you're on the jungle floor, and you are the closest to the jungle floor, and there's a lot of stuff there, man. It is, I mean, from crazy new weird bacteria to parasites to worms to, I mean, again, a jungle is an inhospitable place. So you've got there was no avoiding it for you, Johnny, your partner. You know, he got to elevate past that part, and it's still incredibly hard on him. So Yeah, every nighttime, every movement, everywhere you move, everywhere you find food, everything. I can't imagine how tough it was, but I'm super excited to see how you do it.
Thank you so much for your support. I am very excited to see the episode myself. And if you guys would like to, this is your formal invite. I am hosting a watch party where everybody can come and meet me, and I'll have some guest speakers there. There will be vendors and food trucks, and
nice.
It's at Sunshine Studio Live here in Colorado Springs.
Nice. Nice, man. I love Colorado. Manitou, bunch of dirty old hippies over there. I like them all. It's always interesting up there.
Yes.
Yeah, you are. So when are you going to get back to Kansas? Before we let you go, how was it? Your parents, like, what is wrong with you? How'd they take it?
My dad was not enthused. My dad is usually pretty supportive of me and my climbs. He's always like, really, this? Why? Why do you have to go for the biggest thing?
Yeah, you know why. And he knows why. You know what? But how weird would it be your father? Think about it, man. You're super protective. It's the thing you go, man, more than anything, he wants to wrap his arms around you and make sure you're okay. But then he's got to be super proud that you're capable of this, that you're willing to do this, that you're shooting for this.
And there definitely is that side. He's already let people know in the public that if they have anything negative to say, he's going to come after them like a bulldog. So
of course. No, man, listen, you got the same thing here. You got something bad to say. No, just as anybody who watches that, this is not going to be new for you, but it is going to be bigger than you know. And you're right. There's going to be internet people. There's a whole world of people out there that they could say a negative thing about anything in the world. It's just... You just have to have thick skin. This is the world you live in. But you're so far past that, Mandy. Like, you're so far past some anonymous dickhead online. Like, I can't even imagine that you even care anymore.
Oh, I like to have fun with them on occasion.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah. No, engage.
It's fun now.
That's right. But that's it. Because, man, you've been through harder stuff than that. Just some douche sitting in his basement typing it out because he just feels like being a troll. Who cares, man? You're going to inspire a lot of people. You're going to make a lot of young girls feel powerful. You're going to make a lot of people with challenges feel powerful. And you're going to make just a lot of people with neither of those instances, just what you'd call regular folk. I think they're going to just watch it and be fascinated by the whole thing.
I really hope so, and I am so grateful again for this opportunity.
Hey, you have a lot of tattoos I didn't even know about.
What can I do?
I saw one picture, I go, goddamn, I didn't realize she had that much ink.
I was actually asking the cast group last night who the most tattooed participant on Naked and Afraid is, because I suspect it might be me.
I think it is too. I'm really excited about the whole thing, man. I love it for you, Mandy. I really do. You guys can find Mandy Horvath on all social media, on Instagram. Do you want to give those out or do you want to hold off?
Yeah, Mountain Gnome 0.5 on Instagram and Mandy Horvath on Facebook. You can also check out my website at mandyhorvath.com, and make sure that you tune in March 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the season premiere of Naked and Afraid.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.